Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Antonio Carvajo, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Father.
Thank you, Father Adam.
So great to have you. Today we're going to just kind of begin our conversation and talk about Father's experiences with the Lord, and we'll go from there. But let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise and bless you. We give you thanks for all of your blessings. We ask that you help us to always be attentive to your working and your presence in our life. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Father, on this show, of course, we have conversations, but it's mostly about discipleship, how to live as a disciple of the Lord. And we know that the sort of foundation of being a disciple is the encounter with Christ and the conversion to Christ, or meeting Christ, however you might want to say. So I really like to hear, and hopefully our listeners do too, how people have come to meet the Lord. I think what it does is it helps us to see the human face, that this happens to everyone, but it happens in different ways. So how is it that you met the Lord?
Okay, so first of all, thank you so much for inviting me to share a little bit about my experience and also all that we're going to discuss in this today. Well, I think the encounter with the Lord is something very personal, and this encounter has a word, and the word is conversion. Because encounter with Him, we go through the Holy Gospels, and we see how the Lord, every time He met people, healed them, there was a huge impact, or they simply said they went on their own. So there was either conversion or not conversion. Mm-hmm. So, as for me, it was the same as it is for everyone. So, what the word conversion means, it's very difficult to say that someone is converted already. As it is known by many of us, the word conversion is the translation of a Greek word, metanoia. And this means transformation, change of mind, of heart, repentance. We can ask who is already converted, who has already been transformed, changed in mind and in heart in order to live to be another Christ.
I like that that aspect too. You know, in meeting the Lord and encountering the Lord, there is, in a sense, a response, you know, just like in meeting, you know, when we run into someone in the street, you know, we say hello or we ignore them, you know, but there is a response. You know, our encounter with Christ requires some sort of response on our part.
Yes, indeed.
And as, you know, as the tradition says, as the Old Testament talks about, as the Apostolic Fathers talk about, there's really two responses or two ways, you know,
yeah,
the way of light and the way of darkness, the way of the yes or the way of the no.
Yes, exactly, because it's pretty much what we say about prayer is a dialogue. Mm-hmm. Now, me and you are talking here, but when we're in prayer, we are talking to the Lord. And naturally, we need to listen from Him, first of all, in order to give a response to Him. So I think the encounter is, again, going back to the Holy Gospels, is the encounter of the Word of God made flesh, Jesus Himself, talking to those people of His time. But He continues to be with us, as He promised. So I believe that it will be possible to say that we are converted, or very sadly, we are not converted, just when we come to the end of our lives, when we will face our last hour. The whole life began with an encounter with Christ, and this goes through the entire life Otherwise, what kind of dialogue you keep with someone that you met?
Well, you know, as they say in the hills, you know, you don't just come into a dance with the girl. You also have to take her out of the dance,
sure.
too, you know?
sure. Yes.
Or as they also say, you know, you want to ride out of town in the same horse you rode in
yes,
on.
Yes, 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 yes. But, well, the most beautiful thing is that in this encounter, we know that it is the first interested, it is our Creator. Mm-hmm. He made us as His own image. And as St. Paul says in the letter to the Ephesians, we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the world. So he wants us to be converted, which means to live in dialogue, in communion with Him, to focus our path, our lives, our goals based on His words, mm-hmm. what the plan that He has for each one of us. You know, Father Adam, what brings to my mind now, it is the beautiful story of Therese of Little Flower of the Child uh-huh. Jesus. As we see, it's very easy to look at the statue of the saints and say how beautiful they are, and sometimes they're so well painted, so well, but we forget that they themselves went through a very, very, very deep encounter and conversion with the Lord.
And that's, I think, the beauty of Therese. You want to talk a little more about her, but it is true, you know, like Therese is a great model. People think, oh, it's this cloistered girl,
yeah.
you know, from a bourgeois family into Carmel, yeah. you yeah. know, like yeah. what does she have to witness to the world? And how could she be patron of the missions, you know?
Yes, yes.
But she really she's not just a great evangelist, yeah. but she's one who went through a conversion.
And that's why talking about conversion, I said this because seems to be something that unexpected happened in her life as a child. And that's why I want to bring this up, because it can help with any one of us. Can be like St. Paul at his age, or like the disciples. We have the apostles, the young John, and also the old Peter. But in the story of a soul, Therese writes that her conversion began on a Christmas night. She had come back from the midnight mass. She arrived at her home. She took a pair of shoes left on the chimney corner to find all her Christmas gifts, which were hidden in the shoes. Her dad, who loved seeing his little princess happiness, and to listen to her cries of delight on that Christmas night while climbing the stairs to go to his room, he murmured the words, "Well, fortunately, this will be the last year." Well, Therese remained distraught, but interiorly she says, "However, Jesus desired to show me that I was to give up the defects of my childhood." She got control on her feelings and emotions, proceeded as nothing had happened. She had changed her heart. So I believe that this beautiful story helps us to face through this example, mm-hmm. we can see how the grace, God Himself, comes to us in moments that we are not expecting life to find Him.
If you're tuning in to us right now, we're on Conversations with Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Father Antonio Carvajal. We've been talking about conversion, and particular Father has been talking about the conversion of Saint Therese.
Yeah.
You know, he just recounted this very beautiful story. You know, Therese, it's interesting when you read the story of the soul. Now, to preface this comment, I love Therese to death.
Yeah.
But she can sometimes sound like a spoiled little girl.
Yeah.
And in this situation, this Christmas story where she, you know, was demanding that, you know, these gifts and everything.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, in this small little thing, which probably every child in some way experiences, you know, people, you know, at least in the American context, you know, well, they realize Santa Claus isn't real.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And it kind of shakes them. In fact, it's really, you know, even though we might think this is somewhat childish or small, it really kind of shakes their whole being and how they perceive the world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's nonetheless seems to be something small and insignificant in the course of the human life. But Therese, I think the sensitivity of her heart, she saw this as an opportunity
yes.
to die to self, to be converted. And ultimately, it yes. was her probably the main encounter that she had with Christ.
Yes. Yes, I believe that this encounter, well, coming from a strong Catholic family, well, once since she lost her mother at the age of 4 years old, so it was a deep encounter with Christ. But my point is that she began a new life in Christ. And this is what I think that the Lord, he really, he is always with his grace preceding us and giving us all the opportunities for the encounter. And this can come at any time in life.
Well, excellent. Well, let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that we continue to encounter Christ in the small things of our life and in those unexpected times. We ask, O Lord, that you open our hearts and help us to be attentive to this encounter, this opportunity of conversion each day. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. With me has been Father Antonio Carvajo, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And until next time, peace and all good.